A few months ago, I was a panelist on NPR's quiz show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And a funny thing happened.
So with 14 points, Allison Stewart is...
It's my first time!
Whoa!
First time I won! Yeah, that's right. I won. Now, I didn't get Carl Castle on my home answering machine, so I think that means Wait, Wait still owes me a prize. So instead of me being on their show this week, I'm going to have Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me host Peter Sagal on my show. Well, this isn't really my show, I know that. Just for today it is anyway. Peter Sagal, host of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Oh, what a pleasure to be here. It's like it's like you saved my life in a traditional society, and now you're responsible for me, and I follow you around.
Well, Peter, you're always the one asking me questions, so now that I have you here in my radio clutches, I'm going to turn the tables and ask you a few questions. Are you
ready?
That
noise, by the way, was expressing of pleasure of being in your clutches. That was not alarm.
Whose fault is the economy anyway?
Yours. The reason that our economy is in shambles is because people are listening to you on Talk of the Nation rather than doing productive work.
That can't be true. There's got to be somebody else's face they can put on their dartboard except
for
me.
It is true, and I think this is absolutely unappreciated, that we need a scapegoat. People are saying, oh, they're just scapegoating X or Y or Z. But no, scapegoats are good. I think that this is the change that we needed. For the last 8 years or so, we were governed through fear. Now we're being governed through rage. And I think that's good. I think I'm looking forward to the next emotion. Perhaps we'll be governed through adolescent moping and Congress won't come out of its bedroom because it's mad. That would be fine. But now it's rage. And as everybody knows, rage needs scapegoats. People don't remember this, but the origin of the term scapegoat is back in biblical days, they used to actually have a goat. The scapegoat was an actual goat. And they would somehow, this is the ancient Hebrew tradition, of which I am an inheritor, so I can speak upon this with authority. They used to pin somehow in some symbolic way the sins of the people onto the goat and send it out into the wilderness. So what we're doing now, of course, this week, it will be somebody else next week, we're taking the AIG executives and doing the same thing to them. I think wilderness in this case is the less desirable parts of Long Island. So they're banished from the Hamptons and sent to, say, Jericho, you know, which is biblical so that it would work.
Now, you said an AIG executive. AIG doesn't want to be known as AIG anymore. They want to be known as AIU Holdings. They actually went to the building and took down the AIG sign as if no one would notice.
It's true. They're trying to be something less hated and loathed. I believe they're changing their name to O.J. Simpson. Because he has some sympathizers, I'm told.
Right.
People are like, oh, he's not so bad. You know, I think that's, they can only look up.
Other companies have tried this. Didn't Philip Morris change its name to something that sounds like altruistic?
Yes.
Or...
No, Altria.
Altria.
In fact, it's impossible to tell now whether you're talking about a major multinational corporation or a star system from the Star Wars universe. You know, is it Altria or Alderaan? It's hard to say. Which of you is part of your 401k? It could be either, and either could be blown up by the Death Star at any moment.
The other thing that has been difficult about understanding this economic crisis has been the language and the players and all the terminology. Can you help us wade through that?
I was thinking about that, and it is true. I mean, in fact, as has been explained to us, I think that sometimes the language of the financial crisis is intentionally dense. But the funny thing is they underestimate the power of the American people, particularly American males, and I'll be sexist here for a second, to master the most arcane trivia and language as long as it's about sports. So what I think we need to do in order to make this, to sort of activate that great genius of the American, again, primarily male mind, is to figure out a way to create statistics for financiers so we could have fantasy financier leagues. And if you do that, all of a sudden this stuff would become easy. You'd have guys in bars arguing about things like, you know, average loss during 9-hour workday, most overpriced art purchased per quarter. And as long as you can argue about it in bars, there's nothing that the American mind won't master.
Peter Sagal, you won. Or I should say, we won by having you on Talk of the Nation.
Our show doesn't give anything to our winners, do you?
I've heard rumors of a t-shirt.
Hey.
I'll investigate.
Shoot it out of a cannon.
I'll bring it to Chicago next time I'm on the show. Hint, hint.
Excellent. Excellent.
Peter Sagal, host of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Allison.
tomorrow, almost one-third of adults in the United States are in the corrections system, according to a new report from the Pew Center. Its conclusion? States are spending too much money. Now, as many states look to cut budgets, we'll talk with the director of the study about some of the ways it recommends to cut costs without compromising safety. That's all tomorrow. I'm Allison Stewart. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.